Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith. We're broadcasting live today from the Westchester Hills Golf Club in beautiful White Plains, New York. Today's broadcast is produced by Shark Creative and were made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Northeast Environmental. Grateful to be here today with the inaugural Golf Classic. Now, this is a fundraiser for the Westchester Parks Foundation, and I am here with the Deputy Executive Director of that said foundation, Christine Laporta. Hi.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me on.
Yes, thank you for putting this on. This is such a beautiful setting. You couldn't have had a more picture-perfect day for your fundraiser, inaugural Golf Classic. Tell us about the Golf Classic, and then, of course, tell us about your role at the foundation.
Absolutely. So this is our first year doing a golf outing. We couldn't have asked for more beautiful weather, and I think it really showcases to folks that came out here tonight to support our organization the beauty and the value of spending your day outside, which is really what we try to promote at Westchester Parks Foundation. As the Deputy Executive Director, I look to see that our programming is relevant to our community, that we're promoting the use of the parks, the enjoyment of the parks, and helping people to understand that our parks need to be invested in and supported so that they stay looking amazing.
Absolutely. And tell us what some of the initiatives are with the foundation, what you're focusing on, especially right now, this year, this summer. Where are you hoping the money goes, and what are you looking forward to implementing?
We're really promoting right now the why of why parks are important to individuals and trying to talk to people about their park experiences and the value that they bring to people's lives. Everybody has an incredible park story. We really just have to draw them out of people to understand how valuable parks are in everybody's lives. Everyone spent quality time in a park as a child or now as an adult with their own children or with their parents, and talking to people about how valuable parks are to their lives. And we've been spending a lot of time over the last few months, and now that the beautiful weather is here, we're seeing people out in the parks doing the things that really enrich their lives.
Absolutely. And how many parks are there actually in Westchester County?
The Westchester County Park System actually includes 50 county parks, which is just a real range of recreation areas, beaches, pools, beautiful open space, nature preserves. So there's really something for everybody.
And where would somebody go to find out, like, all the different parks and what they have to offer? Is there one specific website where people can go to find them?
Well, you can find out a lot of information on our website, which is the WPF.org, and also at the Parks Department's website, which is parks.westchestergov.com. And you can really find two different things. At the Parks Department's website, you can see where you can go to do all the different things that you like to do. And at the Parks Foundation's website, you can learn about how the parks enrich our lives and how you can help.
Great. And I know that everyone is now coming in for something to eat and having drinks after a beautiful day of golf. It looks like you have a lot of great silent auction items up for bid. Are you hoping? Tell us what some of them are, and then hopefully you'll be getting a lot of money for them.
Oh, yes. We hope so. I mean, there's a lot of great prizes out there for sports fans, particularly Yankee fans. There's two great ticket packages available for the golfers. There's two foursomes at local clubs. And as we all know, Westchester County has beautiful, unparalleled golf courses. So we're hoping for people to really find what they're looking for at the silent auction.
Well, congratulations on your inaugural Golf Classic and on really on scoring with the weather, because it's been like the coldest so-called summer ever, and today is just absolutely beautiful. So thank you so much, Christine Laporta, Deputy Executive Director of Westchester Parks Foundation. And this is a wonderful day to get some golf in and help support our parks here in Westchester. We're so fortunate to have them. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
And I'm Laura Smith. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Westchester Hills Golf Club. More on the way.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we are broadcasting live today from the Westchester Hills Golf Club in White Plains, New York. Now, we're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. Right now, we are at this beautiful inaugural golf classic today. It's a fundraiser for Westchester Parks Foundation. And with me, my guest right now is Jennifer Fava. She's the director of parks in Westport, Connecticut, but down here supporting the Westchester. Do you work in conjunction? Welcome, by the way.
Thank you. No, we don't, but my roots are definitely here in Westchester, so I'd like to continue and support them.
That's great. I heard you played golf today with our fearless leader here, Andrew Castellano of Shark Creative. And he said that you did tremendous in the end. But that was nice of him. How about in the beginning?
The beginning was a slow start, but, it's always good to finish strong.
Absolutely. So are you a golfer or are you not a golfer?
Not really. So just trying to get started in the game.
Okay. Well, I'm sure he enjoyed playing with you nonetheless. We have apparently over 50 parks here in Westchester. How about Connecticut? Westport is equally very beautiful. So how many parks do you have that you oversee?
In Westport, Connecticut, I have about 30 parks, including beaches and marinas and pools and all the fields and everything that you would expect.
See, I never realized that, but beaches and the like are considered parks. I just always thought of parks as, you know, sort of a place with trees where you walk your dog or you hike on trails or whatever, but it's more than that. So it does include beaches. It does include pool clubs and things like that. So today is a fundraiser. Is that the same way that you have to raise money? Do you do that also in Westport? Is it something that the community really has to get behind, or are parks basically subsidized by the government?
We do have a lot of different events that take place to raise money, so that we do have the citizen contribution mm-hmm. taking place, as well as user fees and the government subsidy, you know, through our taxes. But we try to do as best we can and try to get people as involved as possible. So Westport's really very active with our community mm-hmm. And getting community input. So it's wonderful. And again, you know, I've spent the majority of my career in Parks and Recreation in Westchester County, uh-huh. and so it's near and dear to my heart. So grew up here and just, you know, love everything that there is here.
And took advantage of that growing up as well.
Absolutely.
Do people like you and also Christine, who is here, the deputy director or executive director of the parks here in Westchester, do you have to market parks and usage of parks to the public? Do you do commercials? Do you run ads? I mean, how do you get the community involved in knowing what's even there? I have to say, I don't really always know what's available to me, and that's a shame.
Yeah, it's hard, and it's a challenge that we kind of face every day. We're trying to get more creative, and again, the change with becoming more with social media mm-hmm. and things like that. You know, kind of the old format of just doing mailers and things like that doesn't really work anymore.
Yes.
So we're constantly doing that and trying to reach out and find different ways to get the community involved and get our message out. So we try to do different events and things like that to draw people in.
Same thing.
Yep.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful job, right? Better than sitting in a stuffy office, I would say.
Absolutely. I can't say that it's horrible when you get to go to work every day in the middle of a golf course and right next to a marina. So, you know, it's beautiful, especially on days like today when it's sunny and blue skies.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Jennifer Fava, Director of Parks in Westport, Connecticut. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And here I am, Laura Smith, and we are at the beautiful Westchester Hills Golf Club for the inaugural Golf Classic that is going to support the foundation, which is the Westchester Parks Foundation. Today's the big fundraiser, so it's all good from Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith.
As a kid, I couldn't wait for summer to roll around. I remember every Saturday night, my dad would pile us into the station wagon and take us to a drive-in movie. I still remember the sound the tires made as they rolled over the gravel drive, the flickering light of the projector, and of course, the sound my little brother made as he tried to get me in trouble.
No, 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 no.
Sometimes it's the small little things in life that you do with the family that count most.
Create your own family memories with the Entergy Screenings Under the Stars at Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla. We're showing the animated favorite Despicable Me 3 on July 6th. Come early to enjoy live music and food trucks. The Entergy Screenings Under the Stars, July 6th at Kensico Dam Plaza in Valhalla, with a showing of Despicable Me 3, hosted by Westchester County Parks and Shark Creative, presented by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, sponsored in part by WHUD and The Peak, Westchester Magazine, Hamlet Hub, Metro North Railroad, and Zaccagnino Electric. Create those family memories that will last a lifetime.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Westchester Hills Golf Club in White Plains, New York. We're being produced today by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. But today at this wonderful golf club, we are observing actually probably the most beautiful day we have had yet to date, and just perfect backdrop for a fundraiser for the Westchester Parks Foundation. So lots of golfers here today joining in the fun and now eating, drinking, and reveling in their golf stories. But we're here really because of the Parks Foundation. They are trying to raise money to, of course, enhance and beautify the parks for our enjoyment here in Westchester County. And we are so blessed with really, truly the most beautiful parks, I think, ever. And my guest right now is David Bigelow. He's a loyal Westchester resident from Harrison, and he's from Fiduciary Trust International. He's a wealth advisor, but he just loves the park. So, David, thank you so much for talking with us today.
No, Laura, you're so welcome.
Now, I would imagine, so how long have you been a Westchester resident?
20 years.
20 years. Okay. Do you frequent the parks? I mean, you're here supporting the Parks Foundation. I'm assuming that you're a park lover. What is your favorite park in the area?
Well, I would say my favorite park is Saxon Woods. I love the pool.
Yes.
I love the slides.
The mini golf.
The mini golf. My gosh. I mean, I have to say, that's such a wonderful example of private-public partnership when Westchester Parks had Billy Powell take over the mini golf. And he's just spruced it up, and it's just, it runs like a charm. It's beautiful and just so much fun.
I took my daughter there every year as a child, and it really was just so great. It was a lot of fun. Good memories there. So if you had a favorite park memory yourself, what would it be?
I would say the Bicycle Sundays. I've been doing that for 20 years. I've got 4 kids, and we've had all sorts of bicycle contraptions to get them going, from the kids on the back of my bike to having the third wheel where the kid pretends to pedal and you're pulling them along.
Do you bike in the parks per se?
You bike in the parks, and so every Sunday in May, June, and September, on Sundays from 10 to 2, they shut down the Bronx River Parkway between Eastchester and White Plains.
I see.
And so you've got 6 miles, I think, in either direction, and it's completely safe, and you've got a fast lane and a slow lane on either side, and it's the one place where you can bike to your heart's content, and you get a little bit of elevation, you get a good workout, and see lots of friends as you're doing it.
That sounds awesome. I don't have a bike, but every time I go on one, I think, why don't I have one? That sounds like an incredible way for you to bond with your
children. Wonderful, David. There are some other incredible places in Westchester. My favorite's Playland. Did you take your kids there when they were little?
You know what? It's interesting. My daughters are teenagers. They're in high school, and they still want to go every summer.
It's so fabulous.
And they want the season passes. They love it.
Yeah, even still as teenagers.
Absolutely. It's fun. I mean, it's a little bit of an ironic look to their face when they go in there, but they absolutely want to go, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to have that. It's a true gem. Well, thank you so much for sharing your park stories with us, and I know that you are here to truly support the foundation. Have you signed up for any of the silent auction items?
I'm about to go. I have to say, Laura, you look familiar. Did we go to high school together
in
Brazil?
Yes, we actually did.
How did we
end up here?
I don't know, but
that was a long time ago. We won't tell anybody how long ago that was, but yes, we did. We went to high school together in São Paulo, Brazil, and that's a coincidence. So it's very nice to see you here.
It's great
looking
to see you.
Just
Thanks.
Like you did in high school. I won't say the year. I was just about to give it away.
And you too.
Anyway, thank you
so much.
Very much for sharing that with us. All the best. David Bigelow, loyal Westchester resident and park user here. Good luck with the silent auction.
Thanks, Laura.
All right. And once again, we are here at the beautiful Westchester Hills Golf Club, and this is a fundraiser to benefit the Westchester Parks Foundation, and it looks like they're getting a great deal of support from their enthusiastic crowd here. All the best. Westchester Talk Radio, I'm Laura Smith.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith. We're broadcasting live today from the beautiful Westchester Hills Golf Club in White Plains, New York, for the inaugural Golf Classic fundraiser for the Westchester Parks Foundation. We're being brought to you today, or produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Northeast Environmental. My guest right now is Rich D. Simone. He is the SVP, the Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Crasdale, which is a food distributor in Westchester. See their trucks all over the place, so I can vouch for that. You're here today at the Golf Inaugural Golf Classic. How'd you do?
Yes, well, we were very fortunate today. We had a beautiful day at a wonderful event, and anybody that wasn't here, you should be here next year.
Absolutely.
It was terrific, it was fun, and I'm happy to say we won the tournament.
You did!
Yes, we did.
Congratulations.
Thank
to
you so much,
Crasdale
Laura.
In the house. All right, very good. And you, Crasdale is a sponsor of the event as well, and tell us why this Parks Foundation is important to you.
Yes, as Crasdale Foods, we're a Westchester-located company in White Plains, New York, and we love to support the communities that we serve, and that's why we're here today. The parks are very important to our community. I'm a Westchester kid myself and enjoyed many of the parks through my childhood as well as my adulthood.
Where are you from, first of all, and what parks did you enjoy?
I grew up in Westchester. And
where
I
in
always
Westchester?
Enjoyed in Eastchester, New York.
Eastchester, okay.
And I always loved going to Playland.
I know. I think that's, it could be just about everyone's favorite. It's
absolutely
such a gem, such a beautiful, really historic, and so beautifully maintained. And so, yeah, me too. And so, and it's been here for 100 years.
Absolutely.
So it's not like, you know, right. Has it been 100 years that Playland is around?
It's been 100 years, but Crasdale is 108 years old.
Are you kidding?
So we've been around a long time, and supporting the community is important to us. Besides Playland, I mean, the golf courses are wonderful. Saxon Woods, Maple Moor, Dunwoody, all really great golf courses. And as a Westchester resident, you're able to enjoy all of those.
I was going to say, do you golf on all of those?
I do, and I love the game. I love the sport. And that's why we're here today, to have a great time and also to support the community and the parks as well.
That's just wonderful. And Crasdale, as you said, 108 years that it's been here. So tell us, what you actually take food to restaurants, or tell us exactly what you do.
Now, we're a full retail distributor of food products. So we have the SeaTown stores, the Bravo stores, and also independents such as the Chico's, which are all over the Westchester terrain within our communities. And they do a great job in supplying good quality food as well as very healthy produce, which is very important.
It's beautiful. Such a beautiful. I go to the one, the Chico's in Larchmont, and I absolutely love it.
So, great store.
But Rich DeSimone, thank you so much. Have you been bidding on any of the silent auction items today?
I haven't yet, but I will be. There's some great things. There's some foursomes. There's sports memorabilia. And there's something for everyone here. So I would encourage everyone to come out next year. Great event. Great golf course for a great cause.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And for all you and Crasdale Foods does as well to help to support the Parks and Recreation
Thanks
of Westchester.
Thanks so much, Laura. And we'll be back next year as defending champs of this wonderful event.
Ah, there you go. Terrific stuff. Rich DeSimone, SVP of Sales and Marketing for Crasdale Foods, and also enjoying this incredible day here for the inaugural Golf Classic at the Westchester Hills Golf Club. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, broadcasting live today from the Westchester Hills Golf Club in White Plains, New York. We're being produced today by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. Well, today's fundraiser is for the Westchester Parks Foundation, and it's their inaugural golf classic. This is the first year everyone got to come out and play an amazing game of golf and then come in for a great meal, some drinks, and of course a silent auction to help raise awareness and money for this wonderful cause, because Westchester County is home to so many beautiful parks. Well, the person who knows all about that would be Kathy O'Connor. She's the commissioner for Parks and Recreation here in Westchester County. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
You have a picture perfect day here, do you not?
Yes, and I was responsible for that.
Wonderful. How'd you do with the game today? I've been asking everyone.
I have to confess, I did not play today.
Okay. That's okay. You had other things going on.
I did.
Tell us everything. Tell us about, you know, your involvement, well, as a commissioner, how you rely on perhaps the foundation to help out, and some of your own park experiences and favorites. And then I know that there is something that's getting ready to start for the summer that's a Westchester favorite. So
Sure, thank you. First of all, I've been with the Westchester County Parks Department since 1980, so I'm a bit of a dinosaur myself. But over the last 34 years, we've really seen a lot and a lot of changes, but we are responsible for 50 facilities, 18,000 acres, and I have a wonderful staff that truly, they don't do it for the money, so to speak. They really believe in keeping our facilities clean, green, and growing, and they enjoy having people come to their facilities and having a great time. I would be remiss in not mentioning the fact that truly over the last 8 years, the Westchester Parks Foundation has been a tremendous help for our department. That went through some tough times over the last 8 years, and they have provided financial backing, they've provided volunteer programs, they have really helped me with my professional development for the staff that I have, which is so important for the continuation of doing a good job in Westchester County. And we have a lot of fun. Our commonalities is that they love the parks and I'm responsible for them, so it's a win-win.
Oh, that's just terrific. And today's winnings, I should say, from all the money that's being donated to the fundraiser will go to help. But what are some of your pet projects that you're working on right now? Where is some of the money going to be allocated towards?
Well, first of all, we are the only nationally accredited parks and recreation system in New York State, and we're one of three in the tri-state area, so we're very, very proud of that. Every 5 years, you have to be re-accredited. It's this year, so the people that come to analyze us are coming in June, and all of that, they fly in from all over the country, stay here for 3 days. We do show and tell. We do a tremendous amount of
schmoozing.
Work ahead of time. Yeah, real schmoozing, right. But also showing them what we're all about, every single part of the department. And that's all paid for by the Parks Foundation.
I see.
So without their support on this, and of course we're going to invite them to one of our meetings and lunch or whatever so that they get to see the symbiotic relationship that we have with the not-for-profit organization. So we're very excited about that, and we'll know in September whether or not we're reaccredited. I certainly hope we are.
I'm sure you will be.
It'll be our fourth time. And we have so much going on. Our pools and beaches, the pools open June 22nd. The beaches are already open. We have day camps. We have picnic areas. We have a lot of special events. Kensico has become our Great Lawn, our Central Park, obviously centrally located. And I happen to live very close by, so it's very convenient.
Yes.
But through our connection with Andrew Castellano and Shark Events, we do have two very successful events at Kensico coming up July 6th and then August 10th. We have two outdoor movies. It's Screening Under the Stars. It is Rec 101. We have adults. We have little children. We have people on a date. And it's free.
That's fun.
We have entertainment until dark. And then we have a 60-foot blow-up screen.
Oh, wow.
The sound system is phenomenal. And you've got the backdrop of Kensico Dam that nobody else has.
I'm coming this year. I've never been, and I'm so excited. I've heard about it for years, and it sounds spectacular.
It really is.
Really, we're so fortunate to have all of this here within our own communities. Tell us of, being a commissioner for so many years, what would be your favorite park? Or is it like babies and children? You just can't have a favorite.
I really can't have a favorite, to be honest with you. And if my staff ever heard me, they'd be very upset if I did say a favorite. They're all different, and that's what makes them so beautiful. Croton Point Park is, you might as well be in the Adirondacks. It's just absolutely gorgeous, and any of our water facilities, whether it's Croton Point Park or on the Sound, all the way down to Glen Island,
yes.
When the sun is setting on
yes.
the water,
just
they're breathtaking.
Gorgeous.
And then we have just gorgeous facilities like Mountain Lakes Park, which is an 1,100-acre facility in North Salem. And just each one of them is different. Kensico, I'm there a lot mm-hmm. because I live nearby, but nobody else has a dam behind us.
Right.
And so the setting is phenomenal, and it's so easy to get to. And then, of course, we have Playland.
And yes.
And
nobody has a Playland. And
no,
if they do, it's not like it.
No, no.
It's so
and
special.
Everybody has a story, and just the boardwalk alone, and we own the largest piece of property on the Long Island Sound. So, and people still love to come to Playland. So
I discovered the tiki bar last year.
Oh
my goodness.
Home run.
The food was tremendous. The sun setting on that view and the music that was playing, honestly, I said, I can't believe I haven't been coming here for 35 years that I've been living in Westchester,
right.
But that will be my go-to spot. It
Absolutely.
Is so beautiful.
On a warm evening, you can almost forget where you are
yes.
and that you're not in a Caribbean,
yes,
you know,
I
island.
Felt like I was in the Bahamas or something, and I'm also starting to do yoga on in Playland on the beach.
Oh,
it's just fabulous.
Right, and that's something that the Westchester Parks Foundation has promoted through Whole Foods. We also do it at Kensico. So Kensico, sun setting right on the grass area, and then Playland. Yoga has been a home run.
Well, I'll tell you, thank you for all that you do. I think you are to be thanked, Kathy O'Connor, for really, truly, you know, making the parks, like you said, clean, green, and growing in Westchester. We're so fortunate. Good luck with the accreditation. Is that how
yes.
you say it?
Mm-hmm.
You'll get it, no doubt, I'm sure. So,
thank you very much, and we appreciate all that Shark Events does for us.
Wonderful. See you under the stars for the screenings with the movies at Kensico
Thank
Dam.
You very much.
It's been a
very
beautiful
nice.
Day here. Yes, very great to be with you as well. Thank you so much, Kathy O'Connor, at the inaugural Golf Classic, the fundraiser for the Westchester Parks Foundation here at the beautiful Westchester Hills Golf Club. It's all been such an incredible day. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark!